much cinema, where cinema is everything.
Episode 3, Comic Ones and Comics.
Hyderabad theatres seem to be dead these days, with no movies from Hollywood or international cinema making a feature or appearance here. But this time, we take a look at the movies coming in the next 2 months. We are not sure if these movies might end up in the theatres in Hyderabad, but nonetheless, we'll take a look at the movies that fans and critics alike are awaiting.
It's been 2 months you've been coming to me, right?
So with the suit?
I'm a process server.
You're a servant? Like a butler?
No, no, no. I'm
shine
a,
shoes?
I'm a what? No, I serve out like subpoenas. I gotta
subpoenas.
Wear like disguises sometimes.
Disguise? Wish I had a easy job like you have.
You have the easiest job on earth. You smoke all day.
Who's that?
Oh my god!
They saw me see them shoot the.
What?
They saw you?
No!
Did they follow you in?
I don't know! Let's get out of here!
That was a clip from the movie releasing this week, Pineapple Express. Judd Apatow and his team, who gave us 40-year-old virgin, knocked up and super bad, returned to give us the Pineapple Express. It stars Seth Rogen and James Franco from the Spider-Man movies, who play the roles of a stoner and his dealer respectively. It is the tale of these two happy-go-lucky guys who witness a murder by a cop and are chased by them. This movie is guaranteed to make you laugh, and we all await it. There is a movie releasing next week for all the Star Wars fans out there. It's called The Clone Wars. It tells us the story between the movies Attack of Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
And few other movies coming in the month of August are Vicky Cristina of Barcelona. There's another interesting movie coming from Woody Allen, one of my favorite directors. It's got an interesting cast of Javier Bardem from No Country for Old Men, Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson seems to be the muse of Woody Allen these days, having directed her in Scoop and Match Point. And a simple story again of how two women fall in love with the same guy. Critics and fans are looking forward to this movie.
Also releasing next month is the Ben Stiller directorial venture called Tropic Thunder. It stars Ben Stiller, Jack Black and Robert Downey Jr. It is also having a cameo by Tom Cruise.
And another movie releasing in September is directed by Spike Lee. It's called Miracle at St. Anna. This time Spike Lee seems to be taking a serious cinema head on. The story is set in World War II.
Releasing next month is Death Race, which is the remake of Death Race 2000 starring David Carradine. Death Race 2000 was a huge cult classic featuring speed racer kind car violence and very dangerous races. Jason Statham stars this time in the same role played by David Carradine.
Midola found like this CD just lying in a locker.
On the floor there?
Yeah, and it's these files, man.
I'm not comfortable with this.
It was just lying there.
You should put up a note in the ladies' locker room.
Put up a note? Hello? Did anybody lose their secret CIA stuff? I don't think so.
Osborne, Osborne Cox, who am I speaking to?
What you're engaged in is blackmail.
I'm a mere good Samaritan.
Who... Give me the CD or bust the money!
I've been working on cocktails.
Not gonna go off, is it?
Well, let's get in the other room and find out.
You're part of a league of morons.
After No Country for Old Men, the Coen brothers are back, this time with a comedy. A comedy starring Brad Pitt, George Clooney, John Malkovich and Frances McDormand. It is a story of a couple of gym employees, Frances McDormand and a funky hairstyle and dumb accent supporting Brad Pitt, who find a secret CIA file in their gym and what they do with it. As always with the Coens, you can expect a crop of nominations. And I doubt if all the movies would actually make it to theaters here unless some of them make it to the Oscar crop.
So that's the wrap-up of movies coming up this month and the next. My pick for the coming releases would be Vicky Krishna Barcelona. Yeah. And another one would be Burn After Reading Again. And what are your picks?
I'm really looking forward to Tropic Thunder, which has an interesting plot with a lot of scope for comedy, and especially the dark comedy, because it talks about a group of actors who've gone to a war zone to shoot a film but end up fighting in the war. And knowing the talents of Ben Stiller, Jack Black and Robert Downey Jr., it is definitely going to be a laugh riot.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm looking forward to Burn After Reading. The Coen brothers can be really funny. And this season seems to be a season of comedy movies after the season of superheroes, with Pineapple Express and Tropic Thunder and Burn After Reading promising to be laugh riots.
Welcome to the Movie Vault section of Too Much Cinema. In this section, we dig out movies from our archives, me and Vemana, and suggest one movie every week for our audiences to watch. So this week, my pick is About a Boy, directed by Chris and Paul Weitz. It's actually an adaptation of a book, a very famous book by Nick Hornby. It stars Hugh Grant, Toni Collette, Nicholas Hoult, and Rachel Weisz. Four very good actors, and it's a very simple, lovable, cute movie. It's a must-watch for regular British film viewers. So what's your pick of the week, Vemana?
My pick is also a British film. It's called The Bank Job, one of the best heist movies I've seen in recent times. It stars Jason Statham and Saffron Burrows. Great plot, a good old heist movie, amazing fun to watch. Jason Statham, Mr. Transporter, is always impeccable in these kind of roles.
So those are the two picks for this week. It's About a Boy and Bank Job. Please log on to toomuchcinema.wordpress.com and drop in a mail if possible. If you would want us to feature a movie that you have seen and you have loved and you want us to talk about it, then please drop in a mail.
You can also leave us a voicemail at toomuchcinema@gmail.com. Love to hear your views on movies we have reviewed today.
The city has seen its share of disasters. I watched the aftermath of that plane crash. I watched the carnage of the hotel fire. I watched the news, waiting to hear a very specific combination of words, but they never came. Then one day I saw a news story about a train accident, and I heard them. There is a sole survivor, and he is miraculously unharmed.
2008 has been the year of superhero movies, with movies like Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Hancock, The Dark Knight and Hellboy coming out in a quick succession this summer. We review a movie called Unbreakable, a movie from year 2000 directed by Manoj Naik Shyamalan. This is a superhero movie with a difference.
The story talks about two important characters, David Dunn and Elijah Price. It starts off with Elijah Price being born as a kid with a rare disease called osteogenesis imperfecta. And he grows up to become a comic art collector and seller. And the other story of talks about a character called David Dunn. He's involved in a major accident initially in the movie, but somehow escapes unscathed. And the story talks of how Elijah Price discovers David Dunn and how a relationship involving both of them develops through the movie. This movie has a lot of supernatural undertones, and it's all about how Night Shyamalan takes you through the 101 minutes of the movie.
As I said earlier, this movie released in the year 2000, when superhero movies hadn't yet made a comeback. After the Batman series died in the mid-90s, no one yet dared to make a superhero movie till Spider-Man came out in 2002.
Exactly.
Fresh from the success of Sixth Sense, Manoj Naik Shyamalan now had an idea of making a comic book movie. He rummaged through comic books and saw that every comic book had three parts, one an origin story, one development of the superhero, and then a fight against arch enemy. He found the origin story very appealing and decided he'll make a movie on completely based on the origin. That resulted in Unbreakable. As Sixth Sense was a big blockbuster and being a thriller horror kind of movie, the studio wanted Unbreakable to have a similar feel and thus marketed it so. So the audience which went into a movie didn't really understand what the movie was initially, and it didn't become a huge commercial success as it deserved to be.
Exactly, but at the same time, you can't blame the distributors and the producers. At the same time, you can't blame Shyamalan for making such a movie, because his idea was different. But again, once the first time I watched the movie and came out, I still thought this guy is a director who makes suspense thrillers like Sixth Sense, and this was a similar movie. So the undertones of a very deep meaning in the movie didn't come across initially.
But when you watch it the second time, did you understand
exactly,
the complete
yeah.
beauty of it? How
exactly.
It is like the best origin story I've ever seen in a superhero movie as of now. This is because the whole movie was about origin story. We have seen all the superhero movies coming out which crave for a good origin story, unless which is established properly, the audience does not buy into a superhero.
Yeah.
So this movie is like a league apart from when it comes to the development of a character and the complete emotional turbulence which a person goes through when he realizes he's not so common.
Exactly.
That is where Manoj Naik Shyamalan's amazing talent comes out in portraying the emotions and the kind of change one goes through and the kind of acceptance one has to have to become a somebody from a nobody.
Exactly. So there's more like a reality take of an extraordinary character. You have David Dunn, who's working as a security guard at the stadium. He lives a normal life with the family, you know, his kid and his wife, and is very ordinary. Suddenly he gets a call from Elijah Price and realizes his condition, that he is unbreakable. The evolution of this character through the movie, how he realizes this fact, how he has to face his family, his wife and kid and his society, and at the end how he has to face Elijah Price, who is the exact opposite of him, who is at the other end of the spectrum, where he is breakable. He keeps breaking his bones with a slight touch.
And he's called Mr. Glass by his childhood friends.
Exactly.
Amazing thing of this movie is this tight screenplay. I did not find a single scene which could have been deleted from the scene in case they wanted to shorten time. The beauty of this movie is in the way every scene builds. There generally people take in time to establish characters, then move on the story. Shyamalan's mastery of the craft is very obvious in the way that right from the first frame, story goes on. As the story goes on, the character is developed. He could have as well taken the well-tread path of developing character and move the story later, because this movie doesn't have much of a story to tell. But the way he crafts these characters along with the constant pace of the story is quite phenomenal. It is very surprising that a person like Shyamalan can make a movie like this and then few years later make movies like Lady in the Water and Happening.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. But again, he has again used his prize fighter Bruce Willis in his movie. After using him in Sixth Sense very effectively, he carried out the same kind of feel in this movie, because there were scenes in Sixth Sense where Haley Joel Osment and Bruce Willis sitting on a bench and having long conversations. It was only just the conversation held the audience wrapped. And even in this movie, conversations between David Dunn and Elijah Price, the kind of dialogue they share, that's again very riveting.
I think this is why he is compared to Hitchcock in the way he's usually
exactly.
makes the movie.
Great
because
shots and
the camera work was
dialogue.
Perfect. It was like textbook Hitchcockian, but a step forward in, and being in the modern times. Especially, do you remember the scene where in the Bruce Willis tries to pick up a lady in the train?
Yeah.
And the way the camera was swaying from left to right, right to left to right. And that movement was established as if someone else watching it. A voyeuristic tendency usually attributed to Hitchcock. That voyeuristic tendency belonged to the little girl who was in the front seat.
Exactly.
And I should continue saying about the camera work, which was amazing. Did you observe that Samuel L. Jackson, who is Elijah Price in the movie, was called Mr. Glass by his childhood friends because of his tendency of breaking bones repeatedly? And there are innumerous times he's introduced in a scene through a reflection.
Yeah.
The first time he's born in a reflection. When he's around 7 or 8,
his mom talks to him.
It is a reflection on the television. The first time he's shown as a middle-aged person, it is in the reflection of his art pieces talking to a customer.
Yeah.
And also again when the Bruce Willis, that is a deft touch one can give.
So let's talk more about Elijah Price, the character played by Samuel L. Jackson. This time Jackson is working for the first time with Shyamalan. How do you think he used Jackson in this movie?
He said personally he chose Jackson because of his eyes. The character played by Samuel Jackson in this movie, Elijah Price, is a comic book collector and art dealer, and he talks about the way comic books are reflected in real life. He talks about the influences of comics in real life and real life influences in comics, And he describes how the art in comics describes a hero for his characteristics and his villain and his characteristics. One such characteristic of the villain is the large eyes which he possesses.
Yeah.
And hence, there is a subtle underlying statement made by Shyamalan.
So again, continuing with his character, he played a very good role in the movie, because this was a very pivotal role, and it was talking about a completely opposite side of the spectrum of David Dunn. And the dialogue delivery, or the kind of conversation he shared with Bruce Willis, and the different customers who came to him to, you know, buy the products. So different conversation, different dialogue that he shared with different people in the movie, they were all executed to perfection.
If there is someone like me in the world, and I am at one end of the spectrum, couldn't there be someone else, the opposite of me, at the other end? Someone who doesn't get sick, who doesn't get hurt like the rest of us. And he probably doesn't even know it. The kind of person these stories are about. A person put here to protect the rest of us.
This movie is the story of David Dunn, who is discovered and developed by this character called Elijah Price. So the protagonist might be David Dunn, but the pivotal character of this movie is Elijah Price. The way he develops David Dunn and realizes, makes him realize his capabilities.
Yeah, in that aspect, yes, Elijah Price's character is the most pivotal in the movie. Talking of Bruce Willis, again, besides action films, his four Die Hard movies, another genre that he has done pretty well is Shyamalan's movies.
And
yeah,
also movies like 12 Monkeys and
exactly.
Fifth Element, the sci-fi movies.
Yeah, sci-fi movies, but even those movies involved action. So if you had to eliminate all the action movies he has done, the other movies which he has excelled in, I would consider these two movies. And again, he has used him very well, and his role has fit in place. He has been given certain character and he has lived up to it perfectly.
What about the two other characters, David's son and wife, ex-wife played by Joseph and Audrey?
Yeah, Spencer Treat and Robin Wright. These two players of Joseph and Audrey. Again, the role of Joseph as son is very important, because as a son, as a part of the family, he's experiencing what the father is experiencing. He realized that his father is something
out of the ordinary,
and he feels that being a son, he might be the same. So he's facing his own trauma. And there's one riveting scene where he puts a gun to his dad.
That is like
exactly.
Really frightening.
You were, you know, caught between two things, if he's going to shoot, if he's going to drop the gun.
Again, the imagery of Shyamalan comes into play there. And also this character of Audrey, who plays his estranged wife, where they have a complex relationship. After living together for several years, they are giving their relationship another shot. And all this happens at the time he discovers himself after the train accident. So quite a huge mix of emotions for David Dunn's character.
Yeah. And again, talking about the superhero aspect of the movie that you spoke of earlier, some might want to disagree on this aspect, like me, because I thought most of the movies that Manoj Shyamalan has made, they have got some eccentric characters involved in them. If you take the first movie, you have Bruce Willis again, Unbreakable Bruce Willis again, and if you take Lady in the Water, the kid who can read from cereal boxes, and this weird guy who just builds his right arm.
Who is the eccentric character here?
Eccentric characters, two characters you have. You have Bruce Willis and Jackson.
They are not eccentric. This is a superhero movie because they're part of the curve, as Samuel L. Jackson says. They are no more eccentric than anyone else in a superhero movie. That is why this is a superhero movie. And basically a comic book movie, because of all the points Elijah Price makes of how different they are, of how heroic he is, how the other arch enemy there is in the movie. Also, did you observe the way after he develops his power, you see when he gets the sense to feel the crimes committed by people, all those people are in dark clothing. Manoj Nay Shyamalan, dark blue jacket.
Yeah.
Then one guy who tries to molest a girl in one of the apartments is in orange and yellow shirt. And the guy who Bruce Willis tackles at the end is in bright orange overalls. This is comic book language of showing a negative character, of showing a villain. So this is a superhero movie of regardless of whatever you say. I say Manoj Nath Shyamalan brought in all his suspense and thriller elements into a superhero movie. But whatever he has brought in, it is at the end of the day a superhero movie concentrating only on the origin story.
Probably. Because again, since after establishing the origin, if it doesn't carry on and develop...
You have seen the development.
No, we have seen the development of the movie. But if we'll take it a little step further and establishes the character as a true superhero, then I might think, you know, there's a superhero movie. But otherwise...
What happens in the ending shows that.
No, because there are more movies out there which talk about eccentric characters.
That is
with
why
some parts of, let's say, Sixth Sense or some parts. But they're not superhero movies. They're just characters who use their powers to help certain people or to, you know...
I would have agreed with your point if he didn't have the comic book elements. He didn't have Elijah Price talking comic book lingo. And Elijah Price being an art dealer... He has inspired, what has inspired him to bring out this philosophy? His background in comic art. That is why it is a comic book movie, which is essentially developed into a superhero story.
A comic book movie, agree. Exactly a translation of superhero movie, I might disagree.
See, what happens in the end should convince you that it is a superhero movie. Because he finally tests it out. He finally realizes.
Exactly.
He finally starts leading
you have got
a
the basic
happy life.
Of superhero movie. Yes, you have got
the initial stigma.
The protagonist, yeah.
The not being happy with his life.
Fair enough.
Then realizing his powers, making something out of them, and developing them through it.
And lives happily ever
lives
after.
Happily ever after.
Yeah.
So this is a superhero movie at the end.
Maybe.
We'll see about that. I've given this movie a 8.
And I've given this movie a rating of 7. And we believe that repeated viewing of this film will help you understand the movie better.
And give you a better idea of Manoj Nath Shyamalan's wizardry. We strongly recommend this movie to everybody. And do let us know your opinion whether if you think it is a superhero movie or not.
Yeah. So that was Unbreakable. Thank you for listening.
And see you next week.